Country 102.5, Jackson and Ayla Brown, and we are being joined right now by the conductor of the Boston Pops, Keith Lockhart. We're starting up another season.
We are.
What number is it?
This is number 134 for the orchestra. I haven't been there quite that many.
You look great.
Well preserved. This is my 25th, actually. It's kind of amazing. But
that's awesome.
You know, it's a great gig. It's a wonderful group. It means so much to so many people. And hey, Ayla, it's great to see you.
And it's a great gig. I personally know I've performed with the Boston Pops and with Keith Lockhart on a number of occasions, and still to this day, as a performer, it is the biggest honor I've ever had to do their 4th of July shows, their shows down on Cape Cod, and many in between. And
you're
just
saying that because you're on the
No, I'm not. I promise. This is going to be a fantastic season
Have,
for you.
You have like a crazy rundown every single year. That's always very, very... I love how diverse it is, the different types of performers that are going to be there. So who are some highlights for this year coming up?
I think this year... particularly, I'm excited about Rhiannon Giddens coming to join us. One of the most amazing American roots musicians. Won the MacArthur Genius Grant a couple of years ago for her work in that. Amazing banjo player, amazing fiddle player, amazing vocalist. We do the whole movie of Star Wars with the whole film being shown while the orchestra plays the entire score underneath.
Love that.
We're joined by Broadway people like Bernadette Peters for opening just tomorrow, and Leslie Odom Jr. later on in the day, big star of Hamilton. Jane Lynch, people know from Glee and other places like that, is joining us to sing and do some cabaret with us. It's a great season.
Now, have you performed with Jane Lynch before?
I have not.
Okay.
That's one of the surprises.
I'm looking forward to hearing about that if I'm not there myself, because I wonder if she's going to be funny on stage, because she's so funny in real life and all the characters that she plays, or does she get into this whole different persona?
Where she has to act like a singer, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think my experience with people like Seth MacFarlane, for instance, whom everybody expects to be funny, is that he still is very, very funny, though that's not his focus in the thing. But, you know, we'd love to have you there, though, you know, now that you're a morning time
I know.
Host, you may not be able to stay up that late.
Oh, I'll make it happen.
What
for
was
you.
That like for you, Ayla, to perform with the Boston Pops? Like, what was that? How did that feel? Like, what was so special?
Still to this day, my favorite performance ever stepping out on a stage. I was 17 years old right after American Idol, and they asked if I wanted to sing with the Boston Pops for 4th of July. So I'm out there singing in front of almost a million people right there. And then all the people watching. It was such an honor. I still get goosebumps thinking about it. Well, this is a country music station. So do you and have you performed with country music artists and the orchestra?
Yes. Over the years, Martina McBride, Trisha Yearwood, Big and Rich, Gretchen Wilson, Amy Grant, Vince Gill. Amy Grant and I went to college together.
No, you did not.
We did.
What was that like? Did you know each other personally?
We've known each other since like 1977. We were the same class.
Every heartbeat's actually about Keith Lockhart.
That's incredible.
But then she transferred to go to Vanderbilt because she wanted to go to Nashville because that's where the studios were.
You know? Yeah. It looks like you both did all right in that aspect.
Everybody's doing just fine.
Every time we see each other, we remind ourselves of what things were like 40 years ago.
Well, Boston Pops, it's starting up again. Starts tomorrow. Keith Lockhart, thank you for joining us. We really appreciate
it. Jackson, thank you for having me. It was great to see you.
You too.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.